So, Toby.
So, James.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you for asking.
Good. So, yeah, this is a podcast between me and Toby. Hello, Toby.
Hello, James.
So, yeah, we're basically gonna be talking about stuff to do with technology.
It's tea. It's tea, James. Tea.
Technology isn't tea.
No, I mean, I've been trying to work out how to do the third person view on Planet Side, and it's tea. Of course, it's tea.
Okay, it's tea.
How can I forget that it's tea?
I'm just messaging Kodak now.
Why are you messaging Kodak?
Because I want to see if they've got some driver files, because I can't find them anywhere.
Have you still got that crappy old Kodak printer, James?
It's not crappy.
Yes, it is, James. Kodak is one of the shittiest printer makes ever.
It's not actually, it's actually quite a good printer. Windows Server. Yeah, I've got a I've got a home server now, guys, just to tell you that. It's running a Windows Server 2003, which is quite interesting. So let me just go on the internet now. Let's go on Google and search latest tech. See some interesting tech. No, can you hear me moving my mic, Toby? Oh, here's something interesting. You ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, right. Apparently, the Apple's iOS 7 is making some people feel sick.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just according to the Guardian, users who suffer with motion sickness, vestibular disorders, central dizziness, and other conditions are among the users that may be affected by Apple triggers, parallax scrolling, and frequent screen movements.
Well, the thing I have to say to that is that
You're too busy playing PlanetSide, aren't you?
I mean, like with things like Windows and stuff, things are always moving.
Good point, yeah. So you could be saying that people are lying.
Well, it's bullshit, really.
You really calling bullshit on this?
Yep. Is honestly bullshit. Right, how's the crown doing? Right, we're gonna go deep into
You're gonna
Vanito.
go right. Let's have a look what else there is then. Well, so you're saying, well, it. I mean, to be fair, it is a lot brighter than the original ones. So, I mean, honestly, it hurts my eyes sometimes looking at the new iOS 7. I'm not gonna lie. But let's see what else. Well, you can bring in PCs to the Apple Store.
Why?
I don't know, you can trade them in. Oh God. Right, I have it. I've you know the home server I'm running
Yep.
is running 2 meg. I believe I have a stick somewhere.
Why are all our stuff being taken away, James, our territory? We're not even pushing towards the crown. Like, the TR is just stuck, though, in a hole.
Okay. Well, 384 megabytes of RAM. So yeah, so you're calling bullshit on Apple making people sick.
Yep.
Let's have a look what else there is.
Oh well, sweet Jesus, this is busy.
What's
I'm getting
this?
Back into the swing. This is the first time I've played Planet Side this year, I think.
You really haven't played it. Mars soil contains a huge amount of water, reports NASA's Curiosity rollover. Oh! Oh, this is quite interesting. Okay, whoa, you ready for this? You ready?
Oh, please stun me, James.
No, this. The giant black hole at the center of our galaxy has exploded before and it will explode again. Supposedly. Yep. Right, let me see how long it should take for it to explode.
Yeah, we've got this in the bag. Well, we're keeping Alatum. Yeah, we've got Alatum in the bag.
Alright, I've got a random stick of RAM somewhere. Yeah. Right. So that wasn't a very interesting bit of tech. But I say, I think we're going to end this podcast here, guys. I know it hasn't been much to go on, but we just thought we'd do a quick... Yeah, there's a lot of people saying the Apple's giving motion sickness. Oh. Oh, hey, Toby.
Yeah?
I found something interesting. I found something quite interesting. Oh. Come on, blooming computer, load.
Oh dear, we may not have Alatum actually. Sweet Jesus.
Right, okay. Oh, I'm moving my thing. Hold on. How the hell does this work? You ready? Listen to this. Hacker claims to have broken Apple's iPhone 5S Touch ID fingerprint recognition system just the day after the phone was launched. So, you can read your fingerprint with a little. The fuck? How the hell does that work?
I don't know, James. How does it work?
I don't know. Let me send you a link to this. This makes doesn't make any sense. Oh wait, I read a Livy article. Shit, there we go. This doesn't make any of the sense. But. You're perfectly welcome to look.
One sec.
How can an iPhone measure your fingerprint? That's what I want to know. Because it's just a touch screen, unless there's some sort of special thingamajig in it. Apple, to be fair, isn't very secure. It's easily crackable. You seen that, Toby?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Well, guys, then I'm gonna have to see you later. Have a nice day. Have a nice nerdmobile funning time. Goodbye.